WREF 97.7 FM, ESPN Radio, and ListenToTheRef.com presents the Rights Football Show, featuring comments from head coach Corey Brunson and a member of this year's team. This show is brought to you by Kim Schnell Nunemaker Insurance, BSN Sports, Andy Hoppy Sales Executive, by Award Winner Trophies, Evansville State Emporium, and by United Fidelity Bank. Now, here is your host, Dan Akerski.
Good afternoon, everyone, and welcome to week three of our high school football coaches shows. The Wrights Panthers here this afternoon, normally a Monday show at 4:30, but due to the holiday, we pushed it back to this afternoon. The Wrights show will return to its normal day and time of 4:30 next Monday. Panthers coming off a very impressive 30-6 win on the road against Vincennes, and now are back in the bowl Friday night to take on the Jasper Wildcats, and that'll be our game here on ESPN 97.7 FM. When we come back, we'll visit with Corey Brunson, get a recap of the win against Vincennes when this Wrights football show continues here on ESPN 97.7 FM, The Ref.
Hi, this is Shelley. The Evansville Estate Emporium has a 6,000-square-foot store filled with an ever-changing selection of antiques, vintage collectibles, and home consignments. We also do estate sales and online auctions. Follow us online so you don't miss out.
You've got places to go. And Better Banking can help you and your money go further. Are you ready to take your money to new heights? Get a flexible high-yield checking account that lets you customize your interest rate so you can keep your finances headed in the right direction. With Elevate Checking from United Fidelity Bank, you're in control of how much you earn. You can raise your rate with a few easy steps, like using your mobile banking app or getting your paychecks by direct deposit. Get more ways to earn more with Elevate Checking and start earning 4.00% APY. Learn more at unitedfidelity.com/elevate or visit your local banking center. Must meet certain criteria to qualify. Rates may change at any time without notice after the account is opened. APY is accurate as of August 1st, 2024. $25 minimum deposit required to open. Fees or other conditions could reduce earnings on the account. Member FDIC.
Kim Schnell, Nunemaker Insurance Agency is the go-to company for your insurance needs. Kim, how can you help with insurance?
I can assist you with all your needs, including auto, home, recreational vehicle, motorcycles, and much more. As an independent agency, we represent numerous companies that can fill all your insurance needs at a reasonable price with excellent coverage options.
Come on now, give her a call for a free estimate at 812-550-2409 or visit her office at 421 North St. Joe, just a block off historic Franklin Street.
As a former head football coach, Andy Hape knows the importance of preparation and performance. And as a sales executive at BSN Sports, Andy can help your team prepare for any season at every level, from youth leagues to professional, with the most updated equipment and apparel. Andy works with several local and area schools, including Wrights, in making sure athletes look their best to perform at their highest level. If your school or team needs a fresh new look and the safest equipment from all the top brands, call Andy Hape at BSN Sports at 317-474-1132. Award World Trophies and Gifts is the tri-state area's premier destination for celebrating success and finding the perfect gift. Whether you're recognizing achievements in sports, business, or personal milestones, they have you covered. Located at 700 North Weinbach, this unique gift shop offers a wide selection of trophies, plaques, ribbons, and a variety of thoughtful gifts to say congratulations in style. With the latest engraving technology, they can personalize any award or gift and make it truly special. If you can dream it, Award World can make it happen. Visit them Monday through Friday from 8 to 5 or call 812-425-4571 to explore their offerings.
Hey, I'm Julie. We'd like to invite you to experience our little piece of shopping heaven. Evansville Estate Emporium has antiques, vintage collectibles, home consignments, local art and crafts, and more. Come see us at 1732 West Franklin Street. Follow us online to find out about upcoming auctions and estate sales.
Back here on the Wrights Football Show on this Wednesday afternoon, head coach Corey Brunson joining us. Coach, how are you?
Doing well. Doing good. Good weekend.
Yeah, I'm sure it was. Go up to Vincennes, and we talked last week about going up to Inman Field. It always a very tough place to play. Vincennes, a football team that obviously finished in the top half of the league last year, lost a really good quarterback. I know you were concerned about Luke Lindsay going into that game and their offense. Boy, your defense had quite a game plan, a 30-6 win. Just overall, Corey, initially just thoughts on the win.
I was definitely pleased, how it came out. You know, always going there, always tough. The first two times since they've been in our conference, we've gone there. I mean, we've really been fortunate to win those two games. I think they probably games, they probably outplayed us. We were just making more plays than them, they'll pull it out. So, you know, going there, I knew it'd be tough. I thought, again, yeah, defensively, our guys stepped up and played well, and offensively, we moved the ball. So I was definitely pleased how it went and our progression from week one to week two.
Well, I guess you bring up a good point. Yeah, the last couple of times you went up there, it basically came down about the final minute. We talked about that, just a one-possession game, or this time 30-6. So I'm sure the last few minutes of that ball game, a little bit more relief on that right sideline.
Oh, yeah, definitely. It was definitely a little more, it was less stressful this time than the first two times. So a little bit more enjoyable bus ride home, you know, knowing that we went there and actually played well. So, again, the first 2 years, I didn't think we really played all that well. We were just fortunate to win them. But I thought this time we actually went there, played well, did a lot of things right, and was really pleased.
All right. Individually, who kind of stood out in the ball game?
Defensively, you know, kind of is the whole group. You know, I think there's a lot of guys that did well. You know, I thought they had a good week of practice because, it was a week where a couple of days were pretty hot, so we went in the morning before school. So you just never know how they'll react when they're tired. But I thought, defensively played well. Offensively, Jamontre stepped in his first 2 weeks, played great. QB, he ran the ball well, threw the ball well. So he did a lot of good things.
All right, so, you take a look at this football team going into the game, and like you said, very hot and humid week last week, and then you get on the bus. It's not like you're going from the Wrights Bowl to Enloe Field or Central Stadium, and it's up the road for a while, and you get up there, and they're coming off a big victory over Boise, and so, this is an opportunity for them to kind of make a statement, but it was one for you as well, because certainly everybody chasing the Wrights Panthers right now. You haven't lost a conference game in a couple of years, and everybody wants to be that first team. And so, to have that first road game and for all these individuals to kind of step up, obviously really, really pleased as you talk about, Corey. What about some guys that maybe, other than Jamontre, you talked about some guys that maybe you weren't counting on this early in the season that have really kind of stepped up and taken advantage of their opportunity?
This is a group where there's some newer guys that haven't had a lot of Friday night experience. At receiver, and he plays DB as Kyler Hamby. He made some plays that night, offensively and defensively. And then, Lucas Spellman's playing free safety and receiver. He's doing some things. I've been pleased with him. That didn't play a lot last year as a sophomore, in this case for Lucas. But, Hamby's a senior, so he's a junior. But those are two names that last year didn't probably play a lot, so you are kind of unknown how they would do this year. In the first 2 weeks, those two guys played pretty good.
All right, so the Panthers get to 2-0, a 30-6 win over Vincennes, and now they'll be back at home to take on the Jasper Wildcats coming up Friday night. Again, we'll have that game for you here on ESPN, beginning with our pregame show at 6, kickoff set for 6:30. Jamontre Johnson will join us when the Swites football show continues here on ESPN, 97.7 FM, The Ref.
Hi, this is Shelley. The Evansville Estate Emporium has a 6,000-square-foot store filled with an ever-changing selection of antiques, vintage collectibles, and home consignments. We also do estate sales and online auctions. Follow us online so you don't miss out.
Kim Schnell, Nunnemaker Insurance Agency, is the go-to company for your insurance needs. Kim, how can you help with insurance?
I can assist you with all your needs, including auto, home, recreational vehicle, motorcycles, and much more. As an independent agency, we represent numerous companies that can fill all your insurance needs at a reasonable price with excellent coverage options.
Come on now, give her a call for a free estimate at 812-550-2409 or visit her office at 421 North St. Joe, just a block off historic Franklin Street.
As a former head football coach, Andy Hape knows the importance of preparation and performance. And as a sales executive at BSN Sports, Andy can help your team prepare for any season at every level, from youth leagues to professional, with the most updated equipment and apparel. Andy works with several local and area schools, including Wrights, in making sure athletes look their best to perform at their highest level. If your school or team needs a fresh new look and the safest equipment from all the top brands, call Andy Hape at BSN Sports at 317-474-1132. Award World Trophies and Gifts is the tri-state area's premier destination for celebrating success and finding the perfect gift. Whether you're recognizing achievements in sports, business, or personal milestones, they have you covered. Located at 700 North Weinbach, this unique gift shop offers a wide selection of trophies, plaques, ribbons, and a variety of thoughtful gifts to say congratulations in style. With the latest engraving technology, they can personalize any award or gift and make it truly special. If you can dream it, Award World can make it happen. Visit them Monday through Friday from 8 to 5 or call 812-425-4571 to explore their offerings. At Southwest Graphics and Apparel, they know the importance of success and how to achieve a winning tradition. And now they have added to their already wide selection of school apparel for students and fans. Check out the hoodies with the logos of your favorite high school team. At Southwest Graphics and Apparel, they also do custom screen printing and embroidery for all the area high schools and also take advantage of their discount racks now in store. Southwest Graphics, 2229 West Franklin Street. Phone 812-425-5104, a proud sponsor of local athletics.
Hey, I'm Julie. We'd like to invite you to experience our little piece of shopping heaven. Evansville Estate Emporium has antiques, vintage collectibles, home consignments, local art and crafts, and more. Come see us at 1732 West Franklin Street. Follow us online to find out about upcoming auctions and estate sales.
Back here on the Wrights Football Show on this Wednesday afternoon. In this segment, we are joined by quarterback Jamontre Johnson, who has engineered a couple of victories for this Panther football team the first 2 weeks of the season. Jamontre, good afternoon. How are you?
Good. And what about you?
Yeah, I'm not doing too bad. I'm glad the weather's kind of cooled off. I'm sure you are too.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think last week was pretty brutal. But let me ask you this, because normally you guys practice after school. Because of the heat and the humidity last week, you guys went before school. So how was that for you, kind of getting up a few hours earlier and getting out there in the football field about 5:30 or 6 in the morning?
Nine, just working, putting in the work with the team. Just got to grind.
All right.
We got, four work in.
Well, obviously, you're put in a position where you filled in at quarterback the first couple of the weeks, went over Harrison, and then going up to Vincennes last week. And obviously, you were told probably more than once last week that the last two trips that the Panthers made up to Vincennes were one-possession games. Just overall, how do you feel the offense performed in that 30-6 win over the Alvises last Friday night?
My team came out, did what they needed to be done. We came up there. And we're just hoping there ain't nothing bad that's going to happen to anybody. And, we just did what the Panthers was good for.
Well, and obviously being the quarterback, and you really kind of want to take care of the offense and just don't do anything that's going to, as you said, Jamontre, kind of hurt the team. And obviously you guys excelled at that, got a big victory against a really good football team. How's it been for you just kind of filling in these first 2 weeks at a position that is so critical for the offense?
I just been chill, been playing QB since kindergarten, wanted to do a new spot, did it my sophomore year, then had an opportunity to go back to QB, so I just took the chance.
All right, well, good. What do you like about this offense? Certainly you guys got a big offensive line. You've got guys, you can run, you can throw the ball. It's not like you're a kind of a one-dimensional offense. What do you feel that you bring to this offense?
I bring high energy, teamwork, and that's probably about it, just the hype of me.
All right. Okay, Jamontre Johnson joining us here on the Wrights Football Show on this Wednesday afternoon. With Jamontre, this team now comes back home to the bowl on Friday night, taking on the Jasper Wildcats. They come in 1-1. They beat Harrison last week. You guys beat Harrison week one. What have you seen on film so far this week, just as far as this Jasper defense that you'll see on Friday night?
So far, we see they like to blitz a little bit. We see that our corners be playing back a couple yards, but they ain't going to stop us from scoring. So, we finna come out and then win just like a regular game.
You look at your position now. Certainly I think that the plan is going forward that you're going to be maybe playing a couple of different positions, on the offense. You take a look at that. How do you kind of prepare yourself mentally for whatever is going to be happening to you, whether you're playing quarterback or even some wide receiver?
Everybody got to get their chance in. Everybody got to get their playing time. But, I'm not faith in the team. So, we going to come out, and I'm going to do my thing, and they're going to do their thing.
All right. You know, you're a junior this year, Jamontre, and this football team for the Panthers. It's been a while since somebody's knocked you off during the regular season. Does anybody on this team feel any pressure on that week to week, knowing that everybody wants to be the first team to end this long winning streak in the conference?
No, sir.
All right. You guys probably don't talk about that. Obviously ranked high in the state right now, but how do you guys just kind of keep your feet in the ground every week? And as you said, just keep grinding and just waiting for the next opponent.
You know, we come in the huddle, we just sit in there, we talk about what we need to get done, what everybody needs to be doing, and we just tell people over the weekends, no breaks, keep going, we got to keep grounding.
All right, Jamontre, I really appreciate a few minutes of your time. Thanks so much. Congratulations on the win over Vincennes, and all the best this week in this game with Jasper coming up.
Yes, sir.
All right, that's Jamontre Johnson. We'll come back, get the scouting report on the Jasper Wildcats from head coach Corey Brunson when this Wrights football show continues here on ESPN 97.7 FM, The Ref.
Kim Schnell, Nunnemaker Insurance Agency, is the go-to company for your insurance needs. Kim, how can you help with insurance?
I can assist you with all your needs, including auto, home, recreational vehicle, motorcycles, and much more. As an independent agency, we represent numerous companies that can fill all your insurance needs at a reasonable price with excellent coverage options.
Come on now, give her a call for a free estimate at 812-550-2409 or visit her office at 421 North St. Joe, just a block off historic Franklin Street.
As a former head football coach, Andy Hape knows the importance of preparation and performance. And as a sales executive at BSN Sports, Andy can help your team prepare for any season at every level, from youth leagues to professional, with the most updated equipment and apparel. Andy works with several local and area schools, including Wrights, in making sure athletes look their best to perform at their highest level. If your school or team needs a fresh new look and the safest equipment from all the top brands, call Andy Hape at BSN Sports at 317-474-1132. Back on the Wrights football show this Wednesday afternoon. Again, the show will return to its normal day and time on Monday at 4:30 beginning next week. Corey Brunson rejoins us. Well, Corey, obviously the Jasper week. I mean, you've got some rivals in this conference, but, you know, right up there with the Jasper Wildcats for so many reasons. And Tony Lewis, he's certainly won a state championship when he was the coach there at Wrights. And, you know, now with Jasper, he brings his football team into the bowl this week. They're coming off a high-scoring win at home against Harrison. It'll be their first road game of the season. Just kind of break down the Wildcats for us after 2 weeks of 1-1 record.
I mean, Coach Lewis does a great job. You know, I've played for him, coached with him. He does a great job. You know, I respect everything he does. They're coming off a win. They played well. They're one of those teams where, you know, offensively, that's the only team that runs that option type of offense. So it's kind of, we try and practice to something like that, but it's hard to do. You know, we trust our kids to watch film, because, you know, again, we can't seem like exactly how they do it. So, offensively, they're definitely hard because, again, team you don't see that look a lot. And defensively, you know, they're around that 3-3 stack. They blitz a lot, and I like them. A lot of teams in our conference does that. So we do our best to try something like that. But, they do a lot of things right.
Does it help, Coach, your veterans that have seen this type of offense, you know, the last couple of years? I mean, obviously, like you said, I mean, you don't see it. Last week was all Vincennes. It's not like you can look ahead or had a bye week and got 2 weeks to prepare. But from a defensive standpoint, or even, I guess, from an offensive standpoint, you talk about the defensive alignment. Does it help when you've got a veteran team with some of those guys that have already seen this?
It definitely is huge. I mean, I think definitely, I think we got more guys probably back defensively. So, you know, they've seen it at a varsity level. You know, obviously lower level they've seen it, but, you know, it's the lower levels don't run as smoothly as, you know, at the varsity does. So we definitely have, it's definitely helpful having experienced guys that have seen it. Us defensively, you know, the past couple of years, we've been a little about 3-5, so we did that a little bit in the summer, a little bit too. So, you know, us offensively seen it in the summer is helpful, but it's definitely huge having guys that have seen it before under the lights on Friday night.
You know, you've talked early in the season, certainly that first game with Harrison, just an awful lot of mistakes, mentally, physically, you know, more mental than physical. You didn't turn the ball over all that much. But, you talk about the improvement from week one to week two. So from that mental standpoint of mistakes, a little bit better job in week two than week one?
Yeah, yeah, definitely, definitely. We definitely cut back. Our penalties was cut back, and on some of the silly ones that are controllable. I mean, you could, again, you can call holding probably every play. It's just a matter of they call or not. You know, so that's going to happen in the game. But the ones that were, you know, when it's fourth and two, do we jump offside? You know, we fixed those things last week, and hopefully we can carry over and continue at this week, and then cut back some of those other little penalties, the line up wrong or the holding stuff like that. But definitely, it was definitely an improvement, and hopefully we can keep doing that again this week. And taking care of the football, we have only interceptions, but we put the ball on the ground fumble wise. I think maybe once or twice each game. We just got to cut that back and get those turnovers down to hopefully zero.
Corey, it's week three, so I mean, obviously, the first couple of the weeks you may get a pass to some guys, especially if they're, you know, playing varsity football for the first time. But by now, you would think that a lot of these guys have kind of settled into the positions. I'm not sure if you still got any positions out there where there's a battle between who's number one and number two. But do you feel right now that this team is really kind of starting to settle in and develop some chemistry?
I think so. I mean, we talked here today going into this week for our just in special teams in general and just overall, just, you know, well, every week, you know, we got there are certain guys, they are still battling. There are guys that have done a position, you know, been out on certain special teams a couple times and, you know, made similar mistakes. Now, week three, if we got correct with the mistakes, well, hey, you're back up on the person you're competing with, they get an opportunity. So, we are settling in, and I think guys are doing a better job of understanding what their role is and what their job is. Now it's time to get a little bit better at it.
Corey, really appreciate a few minutes of your time. All the best to you guys this week against Jasper.
Oh, thank you. Appreciate it.
That's Corey Brunson. Again, The Wright Show back at its normal day and time next week, but this has been The Wright's Football Show here on ESPN 97.7 FM, The Ref.
You have been listening to The Wright's Football Show on WREF 97.7 FM, ESPN Radio, and online at listentotheref.com. Today's show has been brought to you by Kim Schnell Nudemaker Insurance, BSN Sports, Andy Hoppy Sales Executive, by Award Winner Trophies, Evansville Estate Emporium, and by United Fidelity Bank. This Wright's Football Show has been another sports presentation of Evansville Sports Programming Incorporated and WREF 97.7 FM, ESPN Radio.